Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormas Vatakia. We are back after a midweek holiday, but if the news flow from Tuesday evening and across Wednesday is anything to go by, it hardly felt like one. So let's get going straight away. And first up with the big global event, the US Federal Reserve on expected lines left interest rates unchanged. But there was some important bits of commentary from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. First, he pretty much ruled out a rate hike as the next move from the world's largest central bank. Powell also addressed concerns around the US economy hitting stagflation, stating that he neither sees the stag nor the flation. He also said that he's been around during periods of stagflation, which are brutal, with high unemployment rates and high single-digit inflation, which currently is not the case with the US economy. In response, the US markets had a bit of a topsy-turvy reaction. The Dow Jones surged to the day's high but swiftly shed 350 points by the close of trade. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ though ended with losses, although the latter is currently plagued by a sell-off in AI-led hardware stocks like Supermicro, Nvidia and AMD, which have been selling off over the last two sessions for failing to meet the already elevated expectations from investors and the street alike. There have been equally important developments taking place back home. Tuesday evening saw the 127-year-old Godrej Group announce a family settlement, putting to rest years of speculation. Adi Godrej and his brother Nadir Godrej have retained control over Godrej Industries and its listed entities, while cousins Jamshed and Smita will control the unlisted Godrej and Boyce, along with its affiliates and a substantial land bank, including a prime property in Mumbai. So we'll watch out for reactions in stocks like Godrej Industries and other listed entities of the group. The other major development comes from Kotak Mahindra Bank, and you just cannot keep it out of the headlines these days, isn't it? Just a week after the lender was rapped on the knuckles by the Reserve Bank of India, a top-level exit has taken place there, with KVS Manian, who was recently elevated as joint managing director, resigned with immediate effect. Speculation is rife that he may be headed to Federal Bank after incumbent MD and CEO Shyam Srinivasan's term ends in September this year, but there is no independent confirmation of the same. Remember, Federal Bank reports results today and its media invite states that the lender will also discuss future plans and key initiatives along with the results. We have our eye there as well. Now, in some earnings reactions, Indus Towers reported a 6.5% revenue growth. Margins also expanded by 600 basis points. But what is more important is the company's commentary regarding Vodafone Idea. Indus Towers said that it is in talks with, quote-unquote, a large customer without explicitly naming Vodafone Idea for a revised payment plan. Now, current receivables from Vodafone Idea are well over 5,500 crore rupees. Plenty of other stocks will also be reacting to results today. Havells, Sona BLW, Ambuja Cements, Adani Wilmar, some other Adani Group companies as well, India Mart. So there are plenty of stocks to watch out for this morning. Also reporting earnings today are stocks like Coal India, Dabur, Ajanta Pharma, Blue Star, SEAT, Ramkrishna Forgings, Coforge. It's a long list. And in fact, Ajanta Pharma will also be considering a buyback of equity shares. Jindal Stainless has announced a 5,400 crore investment plan with which it aims to boost its capacity. As per this three-pronged strategy, the company will be a 49% partner in an Indonesian joint venture. It will expand its capacity in Odisha's Jajpur and also acquire a 54% stake in Gujarat-based Chromeni Steels. Now, with this, it aims to increase its capacity by over 40% to 4.2 million tons per annum. Now, besides earnings, also watch for Wipro, which has won a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal to transform Nokia's digital workplace services. It's the start of the month, and hence most companies came out with auto sales for the month of April, and they do not look promising by the looks of it. Maruti sales for the third month in a row declined on a month-on-month basis. Eicher Motors CV sales continued to see weakness, while Royal Enfield sales, although decent, missed expectations. Tata Motors' CV sales were strong, but passenger vehicle sales saw weakness. However, Hero MotoCorp and TVS Motors were the outliers, as both of them saw strong sales in the month of April. also saw sharp declines from the highs of the day during the final hour of trade. The Nifty Bank also fell just 25 points short of scaling the 50,000 mark. Today is also the weekly options expiry for the Nifty contract, so you must keep that in mind. Most analysts, though, are still advising to use the dips as a buying opportunity, with 22,500 as a support for the Nifty. And of course, you must do your own due diligence as well. Asian markets have opened mostly lower post the Fed policy. Japanese indices are down by nearly 1%, while South Korean indices are flat after inflation slowed more than expectations. The GIFT Nifty, as we speak, is indicating a flat start for our own markets this week. Weekly expiry session. That's all for today. We wish you a happy trading day ahead, and for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.